All right, so this is the podcast about nonverbal communications in relationships. I'm Benjamin Gusweiler.
I'm Luis Valdivieso Bravo.
I'm Hudson Parker.
And I'm Keely Eskimo.
So to start, as someone who is in a relationship, I feel like I've seen a lot of different things around the area of nonverbal communication. Just to start, like, I feel like it's when you first start a relationship, at least for what I've seen, it's less and less like of a thing that you'll see in the relationship, because people are just trying to be more like just on the same page, and you also don't know each other as well in the beginning of a relationship, so I feel like everyone's a little bit more verbal and kind of voices themselves just to like get things out of the way.
I definitely agree with you. I think at the beginning of a relationship, I think it's like they call it like the honeymoon stage, and I feel like you're just like really like connected and you're really like trying to get to know each other. But then I also feel like sometimes it is, you can have nonverbal communication because like maybe since you're starting to get to know the person, like you're just kind of like more nervous and you're like, oh my gosh, what are they gonna think about me? And so sometimes you'll like hold in your thoughts, but then like your nonverbal communication, like your body will like say what you're thinking without actually saying it.
Yeah, totally. I think there's a lot of different areas, especially like with gender roles. Like I think guys and girls have a lot more different ways of having nonverbal communication. Yeah, I mean, that's what I've seen, at least, is like a lot of guys, well, it's not like they, like they don't really, I feel like from what I've seen in relationships, guys, when they talk, even if it's like a friendship, I feel like a lot of dudes just it's less of like a, like they're not trying to communicate with you non-verbally, they just don't like say anything, like just that they're not having any actions is already telling you enough. And then like I feel like, at least in my opinion, I've seen girls who do it kind of like on purpose, like they'll just like either leave you on red if they're mad at you or something. Like, I mean, I don't know many guys that have been doing that, but yeah, like I haven't noticed many people that do that and they just like leave you on red like that.
I can definitely relate to that as a guy. As like my nonverbals might be communicating that it could be mad, but it's totally not. It's something like, it's just like how I am. It's not necessarily to convey a certain message. I don't think as guys we necessarily think about it as much.
Yeah, like if I have something to say, I'll just say it, you know.
We're very straightforward, which can be tough sometimes. Like, how do you do that in a relationship? And like, how do you make sure, do you just tell your girlfriend?
Yeah, I just say whatever I need to say. Yeah. I'm a very direct person. I think she's pretty direct too as a person, which is nice to have, but like I personally think that's the best way to be in a relationship, if you're just straight up with each other, because then like there's not as much chances for resentment to be made, you know.
Yes, usually what happens is like a girl will send like a signal with her eyes or like her body language that she's annoyed, but us guys, we don't really understand that, and that leads to a lot of miscommunication from my experience.
Yeah, that's good. Like, I'll never know what a woman is trying to communicate to me non-verbally. Like, I don't know if you guys can relate to, and what you would have to say too as well, Keely. But like, what about like the same gender? Can you like understand other guys and their body language? Like,
not really. No. Not really. I mean, because like I said, I feel like it's just because they don't, like there's not as much of like a meaning behind most of the nonverbals that guys give off.
You just kind
of
do whatever.
Maybe it's because I'm a guy, I don't know. It's like I just don't see it like that.
I think like going back to what you were saying about how like sometimes guys just like don't really necessarily like, I don't know how to explain it, but don't, like some guys are just not direct and they just like, or maybe they'll say something, but I feel like girls, well at least me, I feel like we really like look into everything you guys do. So like even if you guys don't mean what, like maybe you guys like show that you're mad but you're not really mad, I feel like girls really like look into that and they like think something else, And that actually goes with, in our book, how if we go to the section of the conflict, it says in interpersonal relationships, we can smile and laugh at the day and even say to her or him that we would like to get together again, except our nonverbal behaviors can indicate the opposite is true. And I think that just kind of goes along with like how like guys might do something without like meaning that they're doing that, and then like girls like
yeah
look
like
into
totally
it,
like
and then
it
makes conflict between the two.
Yeah, sometimes it can be like if you're in a relationship, only I've been in one, it's like sometimes I feel like the woman is like always analyzing me, which can be like a little bit, a lot of pressure for me personally. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind it if they're analyzing something that I'm doing. That means that they care, at least in my opinion. That's what I see it as. But some people can view it in other ways.
Yeah, I feel like overanalyzation is way too much. You know, sometimes, yeah, it is good. You know, because it also gives you feedback. If you're doing, like, if you're a bad partner, but also too much of it can lead to toxic relationships.
Yeah, that can be an indication of an unhealthy relationship. It's like, oh, do I think my partner is, like, analyzing everything I do? Maybe that's an indication of, like,
crazy
or something, you know?
I think that's why it's, like, very important to, like speak up and, like, probably, like, reassure. But then also that they're nonverbal, like, just kind of, like, try to show that, you know, we're not, like, you guys aren't trying to make conflict or anything.
Damn. Let me see. I'd say, like, personally, I'm not very nonverbal. I mean, I spoke about it earlier. But I don't use it a lot just because it's not very clear, in my opinion. Like, I see it almost like you're kind of, like, mumbling to somebody if you're almost, like, nonverbally talking to them. Like, you can't quite, like, make out what they're saying to you. But, like, they're just kind of telling you something through it. And it's, like, you don't know completely. So that's why I don't use it much. I don't know about you guys, if you do or not, or if you've noticed it.
Oh, one example that I see in relationships, mostly during church, is in, like, the pastor's preaching or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, you're a bad husband, and like the woman just gives him a side eye, like elbows them or something. That's what I've been seeing. You know, that's one example of nonverbal communication that usually leads to some problems. You know, because like it shows that they're annoyed, but they don't want to actually discuss it. You know, they're like, "Hey, I'm talking about you."
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I think in the realm of nonverbal communication, there's like different, like. All of our different, like, body, the way our body is, like, whether it's open or not, and, like, how we're using gestures is, like, can all be different ways of sending messages. Like, we all have our own ways. That's why it can be, like, so complicated, I think. I think generally there's some, like, overall, like, general nonverbal
ways
of communicating, you know, if you know what I mean. But, like, sometimes, like, you know, like, they talk about, like, your arms are closed. That means you're closed off.
Oh, totally. Like, posture and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's more nonverbal than people think it is. Especially because a lot of the times people are, like, subconsciously doing it. They don't even know that that was, like, a form of communication. Like, some of these people just close themselves off or, like, turn away or, like, half turn away or, like, half hug people or like something like that. Like, that's like communication that something's bad without even knowing it, like without the person that's even doing it knowing it. And like you said, that's something where you can interpret it pretty quickly as something that's bad, and it could lead to an argument or it could lead to something else.
I feel like that's one of the main things in nonverbal communication is, like, it causing conflict, because, like, you'll never know what the other person will take it as or interpret it as. And, like, sometimes it's just the opposite of what you actually mean. And going back to you asking us if we like use nonverbal communication. I feel like I don't really use nonverbal communication, but I feel like it depends also like on the situation I'm in. Like if I use it, I don't mean it like, I don't know how to explain it, but like I feel like I use it more if like something good is happening. Like I'll just like smile, like, you know, laugh or
something, yeah.
You know? I feel like that's when I'll use nonverbal communication, but if it's like not in like a happy setting or anything, I feel like I wouldn't use
nonverbal. Like you just speak up,
yeah.
I think that's a good way to look at it, because sometimes you don't have anything to say. You know, like,
yeah.
Like I could just add on to something random, you know?
Yeah.
So, Kaylee, what do you say, like, sometimes you're purposeful with your nonverbal communication?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like
sometimes. Maybe us guys, like, never think about it. I never think about it. I just get, like, comfy, you know? And sometimes comfy can come off as closed off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That goes back to like how I was saying that, like I feel like girls just look more into it. And
yeah.
Like we like since we look more into it, we just try to avoid that, like
mm-hmm.
You know?
Totally. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, so I was reading this article called Nonverbal Immediacies, the Benefits of Nonverbal Immediacy Behaviors to Intimate Relationships by Gabriela Gonzalez. And it was talking about like how relationships that have been long, you know, couples that have been in a relationship for like a long time, they don't really use nonverbal communication. I don't know if that's true in your case, Ben.
I mean, we try not to use it a lot. I mean, I'm a pretty natural person, so I'll just go with whatever happens. I'm not going to, like, try to just adjust things if it doesn't seem like it may or may not work, because I know that, like, I'm going to stay with them regardless. Like, I'm a person that's, like, if I'm dating this person, like, I'm dating them to marry them. So, like, I mean, I don't try to adjust much, but, I mean, we don't really use it that much, at least from what I've seen. I mean, there's probably been moments where there's been some of it, but, like, you know.
It's not common.
No, not very common, no.
Wait, what do you mean by dating them to marry them?
Like, you're dating them to marry them.
Like when you date to marry, like, you're just dating somebody to, like, you're planning on staying with them forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't. Because a lot of people in our generation, at least, will date somebody and then just, like, be done if they see, like, a better option. Or, like, if they get into enough arguments, or if their person, like, is having, like, a rough time in their life. Like, they're just like, oh, I'm out because, you know, it's not amazing right now. But they don't understand they can get back to that other point. Or there's highs and lows in a relationship. And that's, like, what makes it different, you know?
So going back to how you guys said that you guys are very like direct with each other, did you guys like build up to being so direct with each other, or has it always been like a thing, like since the beginning, since you guys started dating?
That's just always how it's been. I think it's because we just like really, I don't know, I guess just enjoy talking to each other enough that we can just always say what we need to say. And like me as a person, I'm kind of just out there. Like I'm not really afraid of speaking my mind. I don't think she is either.
Mm-hmm.
Was something in your relationship when you guys first did you guys set, I mean boundaries are obviously important to set, do you guys talk about nonverbal communication at all, or were you guys kind of already familiar?
I mean she's a psych major, so she kind of knows about a lot of that type of stuff already, and I mean, I knew about it a little bit before this, too, because I kind of studied into that sort of stuff for a bit. I mean, I'm not on the same level as her. I'm not a psych major, but, you know, it's just something that's always, like, we both have known about it, but we don't even really have to even talk about it, because it's just, like, if there's enough of it, it'll be fixed at some point. Like, we're able to work on our relationship and not have to have a lot of problems, I guess.
So you show a lot of empathy in your relationship, correct?
Yes.
But that's nonverbal. It's, according to some research from the same paper I got, it's one of the most like highest signs of nonverbal communication in a relationship.
Really?
Yes. Which leads to greater emotional support and satisfaction in the relationship. Do you feel like that works in your case?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That's so good. I didn't ever think about that. Like, the things we do for our partners, but are not necessarily verbally communicating. Like, you know. I'm trying to think of, like, an example. Maybe you have one here in a relationship.
What do you mean?
Like, how you show empathy.
I just, like, say, like, oh, if there's something wrong, if I think that there's something wrong, like, and you just try to always show reassurance, you know, like, if it seems like they're worried about something, or, you know, you just, if it feels like something's not being talked about that should be, you have to bring it up.
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely think that's, like, very important with, like, in relationships, because I feel like a lot of people just won't, like, speak up about it, which I guess that kind of goes with their nonverbal communication. They'll just, like, let their body, like, say what they want to say, but, like, they won't actually say it. So I feel like actually being direct and, like, talking is very important. People with people in a relationship, but also, like, even, like, within, like, friends or something, you know?
Yeah.
It, like, doesn't really have to be in a relationship either. I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm. This is showing that you even care, you know? Because if you don't speak up enough and you are always in your nonverbal and you don't, because I think there's definitely a good balance. Like, I don't think everything needs to be talked about, because if you're always constantly overthinking, then you're going to bother the other person by constantly, like, going at them. But also, if you only, like, talk to them, I mean, if you only don't talk to them, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you only are nonverbal with them, then it just seems like you don't care. So it kind of leads you to that point.
So there can be, like, too much nonverbal communication. Someone being, like, too reliant on nonverbal communication. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, I think it could go both ways, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah. There can be, I think there's always a balance with everything. Like, there's always a good and bad amount, and too much of a good thing will become bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like there definitely should be a good balance of both.
Yeah. Yeah. Some nonverbals I see with my experience is that usually girls will, like, break personal space or, like, touch you. And usually that means that there's a sign of, like, affection or trust.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah. I usually... But that doesn't always mean they actually care, you know? I've seen some relationships where they're like, too touchy-touchy, but they don't actually love each other.
Yeah, that's just a...
It's a common thing nowadays.
Uh-huh. It's not like a romantic partner. That's like a hookup partner, then. Yeah. And then that's just like a... That's a worse... That's not... That's a bad place to be in, you know? Yeah. But, I mean... Yeah, that's... So that's my experiences with my relationship, I guess. That's all I've got. I don't know if you guys have any other experiences or your guys' past that you'd be willing to bring up, or any examples of nonverbal that you've seen.
I feel like we can see, well, for me, from the outside perspective, I feel like I can see, like, relationships, and I can see how they... like, the nonverbal communication they use and stuff. And I think that's, like, I'm able, especially when I know the couple, I feel like I can, like, differentiate their nonverbal communication and how they actually are. Because sometimes, like, if you don't know a person, like, you, based on, like, their nonverbal communication, you're gonna get, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like how you think about someone,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I feel like...
No, you almost have a bias is what you're
yeah,
saying. Right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Basically. And I feel like I've seen going back to Luis, I feel like I've seen a lot of, like, couples that are, like, touchy and, like, lovey-dovey, but then they actually don't. Like, there's so many
things. Like, they just, like, despise each other.
Yeah. Yeah. But for me, I feel like with my friends, because I'm not in a relationship, I feel like with my friends, I feel like sometimes I do a lot of nonverbal, but it's not, like, bad nonverbal. I feel like it's, like, more like just, like, I hug them or, like, I just do something for them, you know? It's not necessarily, like,
mm-hmm.
a bad thing, I guess. But then, like, it's also, like, I feel like it goes back to that balance, because I also feel like I like actually, like, complimenting them or something, you know, actually using my voice. So I think it just, it's a good balance of both that I've experienced.
In totally, my own, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess my past relationship, I'd say, my ex was pretty touchy, and I guess I'm not, like, the biggest person, I don't know if it goes with guys in general, like, to be touchy, but I normally just try to do it just to convey, like, that I care, even if it's not necessarily something I want to do, I guess maybe because I grew up not very touched, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important factor, too, is, like, your parents' relationship.
Totally, yeah.
You know?
Because, like, I mean, depending on how you're raised, like, I know a lot of people, like, some people are raised where their parents were never affectionate, so they don't get that that's, like, a thing of love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't see it that way. They're like, oh, why are you touching me?
Exactly.
Like,
I would say eye contact is pretty huge in nonverbal, especially
mm-hmm.
when it comes to, like, approaching someone for, like, the first time. Usually girls, like, they, like, look at you, like, a couple of times
mm-hmm.
and like, hey, come here. But usually guys, you don't pick up on that. We're just, well, what's wrong with me, you know? Like, why aren't you looking at me?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'll be like, does that mean, like, something or something else? And, like, yeah, I as a guy, like, never, like, before, like, you're in a relationship, it's like, what is that girl trying to communicate with me, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to your relationship, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. Did you feel like you used a lot of nonverbal communication, or would you say you were very direct with your significant other?
I guess I'm a different person from Ben.
Are you nonverbal?
No, I'm just not direct.
Oh.
So nonverbal.
Well,
I think he indirect in a way of, like, he'll say something, and he's almost, like, asking for something by saying something, but he's not going to actually ask for it.
Okay.
Yeah. That could have been a sign I was going to be going downhill.
That's not good. I mean, that's sad, but, yeah.
She had a lot of different nonverbals, like, that were all over the place, which at times, like, confusing to me is, like, I do realize now asking clarifying questions, like, as it says in the textbooks, is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And probably that's why you have such a successful relationship, is that you guys are so, like, on the same playing field, you know?
Yeah. So is there anything that, like, if once you get in a relationship, if you decide to, like, is there things you will do differently, like, non-verbally or verbally?
Verbally, it'll be more direct. I think non-verbally, just coming in with, like, open posture, not, like, being closed off so much. Like times I'd be, like, upset with her in terms of, like, not understanding what she's saying, I'd be like, just, like, be more clear, like, hey, let's talk about, you know, what's going on here? Is there a tension? Like, I think maybe it could have saved a relationship if we were, like, more clear with each other, especially on my end. Like, I think someone has to take initiative. I don't know if you guys, in terms of...
I think it should always be, like... I mean, it depends on how the relationship is, but I think everybody should take initiative. Like, I think both sides should. If it's one-sided taking initiative, then it's really more of a one-sided relationship if you think about it that way. If one person always has to ask somebody to go somewhere or do something, and the other person's like, yeah, then it's really, like, only one person actually wants to hang out with you, right? At least maybe I view it that way. I mean, the other person may want to hang out with you. Maybe they're introverted, but would you really be introverted for somebody that you love? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it should be both ways. Can't just be one-sided.
I think then you can end up in situations where, like, you're, like, if you're on the other end of that, where, like, you're not communicating as much, you're kind of always at, like, their mercy, kind of, so to speak. And it can kind of turn into, like, dependency. Relationship is not about that.
Dude, that gets into a whole different genre of things, too. Once you get into the dependent area where, like, oh, like, it's less about the conversation, and now it's like you get that text and you get all hyped up. Like, now you're in a whole different ballpark. Like, it doesn't even, like, it just changes everything, because now it's almost like you're more alone in the relationship than you were when you were actually single. And now, like, this person is almost like a drug. Like, they're curing your loneliness. Like, every time you get a text, you freak out. Just geeking. Like, it's like, and you start to realize that this is not what it started as. You know what I mean? And that's how, like, relationships can go downhill, in my opinion, is, like, it's not, like, at first it was just, like, you guys just love talking to each other, but now it became, like, a thing where it's, like, well, now I'm becoming dependent on you talking to me, and you've changed my character now because I need you to be, like, happy, like, completely happy. Like, someone should have to, like, I feel like someone should almost add to your happiness, but they shouldn't be able to take it away from you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of want to add on to the geeking part. You know, I got left on this for like 2 weeks. Like, when was it? Like, November? Yeah, no. Kind of like you said, I was kind of dependent on that person a bit.
But you get the text and you're just like, oh. And it's not.
It's magic. You know?
But the thing is it's not like.
You don't really need them. Just mental. That's what I would say in my experience.
And if we're going to be honest, then you two are at completely different spots. The amount that she cares about, like, if she liked your text the same amount that you liked yours, I'm not saying you as a person, but your text, seeing your text the same amount that you liked seeing hers, she wouldn't have taken that much time, I'm going to assume.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's very important to, like, realize, too. And to take into perspective when, like, getting in a relationship or just how you're, you know, with another person.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing that you guys were saying about texts. Is, like, sometimes, like, there'd be a lot of excitement between texts, you know, and emojis. But then, like, sometimes when we, like, went to, like, the outlet mall to go shopping, Brad spent all my money on her to make her happy. Like, whenever we, like, met, it was, like, a different, like, vibe when we, like, see each other in person versus, like, over text. It was, like, there was something, like, missing there. And I was, like, kind of confused, like, I'd, like, try and, like, be excited. And then, like, I'd see her and she looked like she was having, like, a bad day. Like, earlier she was sending me goofy texts or something.
Yeah, there's a change in emotion, yeah.
Yeah. So texts, there's a lot of, like, hidden messages between texts.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
That goes back to the nonverbal communication.
Texting is not more nonverbal than actually verbally talking to someone.
Yeah. I wonder what happens between, like, being on the phone and texting and, like, seeing each other in person. You know, I don't know if you guys have experienced that, where it's like, you're getting one vibe from a text, but then when you see them in person, it's like a different vibe. That's what's so powerful about nonverbal communication.
Mm-hmm. I definitely have seen that. I feel like that's a big thing, like, on social media. I feel like the comments of, like, a post would be like, oh, like, you know, you're so pretty and stuff like that, but then when you see them in person, like, they don't really interact, so it's like kind of weird. Or not weird, but it's, like, different.
It's almost, like fake nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. What do you guys think about people who post all the time about their, like, significant other? Do you do that, Ben? Or, like, yeah.
Rarely. I mean, I've posted her before, and she's posted me, but, like, it's not like that's all I post about. I have a, like, I still try to, like, maintain my personality and who I was. Because if you let them, here's something that I've seen. Like, I know I kind of changed that right there. Like, I kind of just changed the way that this was going. But here's what I'm trying to get at is, like, I post her, but that's not all I'll post about. Because the person that she loved is who you were when she met you, right? And if you aren't that, right, then... like, what I'm saying is you should always be the person that she fell in love with in the first place. And if you aren't at some point, then you have a higher chance of them not being with you anymore. And you could say, well, that's not real love then, and that's not conditional love. That's conditional, that's not unconditional. But it's also like, well, you're not that person anymore. You're not the person that they actually liked in the first place, right?
It's kind of like in Shrek 2, you know? That's like the whole arc, like, tries to change, but she likes the ogre instead.
Yeah.
It might be a bad example.
No, that's
but
a great
yeah.
example. When you try to change who you are, like, obviously they fell in love with the person that they were seeing in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great example, Luis.
Yeah, I definitely... I don't think everything should be on, like... like, the relationship should determine, or, like, social media, if you post them or not, that shouldn't determine the relationship. I feel like if you guys are good in person, like, a post isn't gonna do nothing. Like,
yeah.
It's not really that important.
I think that's all I got.
I would say so.
Yeah, I think that's
all
I got, too.
Well, thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you all have a good day and good relationships in your life. Thank you.